Dear Cheap Astronomy, what do you make of Schultz's star? Schultz's star is a binary system composed of a red dwarf and a brown dwarf, and their combined mass is only about 15% of one solar mass. Schultz's star is called a late find because it's only about 20 light years away, but we didn't notice it until 2013. The reason for that is that it's dim and that it has minimal proper motion. So it's both hard to see and it doesn't leave much of a track on a long exposure. And this is where it gets interesting. Pretty much everything in the universe is in motion. But from our point of view, distant objects don't have much proper motion. That is, a detectable motion against the background star field. In reality, those objects are moving just like everything else is moving, but they're so far away that their movement only takes up a tiny part of our sky. However, a close object that has the same degree of intrinsic motion tends to have a very obvious proper motion since its movement can cross a much larger chunk of our sky. So, what's surprising about Schultz's star is that it's only 20 light years away, but it has almost no proper motion. This means it either has to be heading straight for us or heading straight away from us. In fact, Schultz's star is heading straight away from us. And some clever trajectory estimates and some math has determined that it must have passed very close by us about 70,000 years ago. Indeed, it was close enough to have passed through the outer region of the solar system's Oort cloud, coming to within about 0.8 of a light year from the Sun. Apparently, 70,000 years ago, Schultz's star was in the Earth's northern hemisphere sky, and lots of the media coverage at the time has a picture of a Neanderthal-like chap gazing up at a bright red dot in the sky. But really, it's unlikely that it was visible at all. Red dwarfs just aren't that bright, so even at 0.8 of a light year's distance, Schultz's star probably only had an apparent magnitude of 11, and you can't see anything past 9 or 10 with the naked eye. There's speculation that Schultz's star might have made itself brighter by throwing off a stellar flare or two during its close pass, as red dwarfs are wont to do, but even then you'd have to be looking right at it to see that intermittent brightening, and it still wouldn't have been all that bright. So, no, the Neanderthals were probably blissfully unaware that anything was going on 70,000 years ago. Schultz's star is thought to have perturbed some comets as it passed through the Oort cloud, although even if some of those were sent on a death spiral towards Earth 70,000 years ago, it will still take another 2 million years before they get to Earth. The discovery of Schultz's star has prompted a review of likely future close encounters with other stars. Just on the basis of the density of stars in our galactic neighbourhood, we think it's likely that a Schultz star-like close flyby occurs every 9 million years or so. And it turns out that the star Gliese 71 will make a close pass of the Sun in about 1.2 million years, coming within just 0.2 of a light year from the Sun. So as well as coming a lot closer than Schultz's star did, it's a bigger K-class star, still only 0.6 of one solar mass, but it is bigger and brighter. So it will definitely be visible from Earth when it passes by, probably as bright as Jupiter or Saturn are. It won't come close enough to gravitationally perturb either the Kuiper Belt or anything closer in, but it's certainly likely to perturb Oort cloud comets and could potentially send some our way. Of course, this will all happen 1.2 million years from now, and those perturbed comets might then take several hundred thousand more years to reach the inner solar system, and who knows how many comets we're actually talking about, since we have no data on comet density in the Oort cloud, and that density is quite likely to be not much. And of course, all this will be going on a million or more years from now, when we'll either all be dead, or we'll be roaming the galaxy as immortals in shiny robot bodies, having left our homeworld protected by some pretty serious technology that would easily deflect asteroids or comets, or even invading alien hordes. So there's really no need to lose sleep over this one. If you're looking for a doomsday scenario, perhaps you should be looking much closer to home.